Giờ thì inverting the definition of rising object of meditation, which are nine body formations, one must practice, one must make sure of practicing carefully in order to cultivate insight knowledge. When we say respectfully and carefully, it is like when the monks are accepting offer of food, for instance. They receive this offer respectfully. They got into with the series of conduct for monks, not in a half-hearted manner. When you say respectfully, but not in terms of the word, or in the only sense of the word, or in just somebody thinking of the very thing, but it is like this. When the gurus are offering food to the monks with faith and confidence, then the monks should accept that offer, receive that offer, not half-heartedly, but energetically, not in a disrespectful way, but in a respectful manner. Such is sakaccha. So when they are receiving food, not only when you are receiving food, but also when they are taking the food, one should not take it half-heartedly, as though one is not wishing to do it. But one should be able to take it with strong desire. Such is taking the food respectfully. In this way, the monks take food respectfully while accepting the offer as well as taking the food itself. And this applies also to other requisites. To receive these offers of other requisites, not in a half-hearted manner, but a full-hearted manner, respectfully. So too in the practice of meditation by the yogis, when they are noting every arising object, arising their body, they should activate their mindfulness for the application of aiming and energy, not in a half-hearted manner, but respectfully, energetically, as though you are wishing it, you have a strong desire to take it, and you just note it, not in a half-hearted manner, but in a full-hearted manner, energetically. In this way, and then note every arising object. Whatever arises should be accepted as an object to be noted energetically. Hence the factor, the different factor of respect, given as one of the factors to sharpen the strategy. Namely, one must make sure of practicing respectfully and carefully. So the next step is to practice continuously in all the four postures, except the time when you are fast asleep, and also while if you are moving along these four postures, there may be changes in your parts of the body, like hands and feet, or even to the extent of opening and closing of the eyes, should be noted. To practice, we need to practice so as not to lose sight of every object of meditation.
by every movement of the body, so that the noting will be continuous. When you are doing sitting meditation, you note the main object of rising and falling. When you're doing that, you do it as soon as rising takes place, and note until it ends. So from the beginning to the end of the rising should be noted by focusing precisely. Then only you'll be practicing the mindfulness practice, satipatthana. The same thing goes with falling. You should note it from the beginning to the end with focused attention, so that your noting mind will be closely sustained on the object of meditation continuously, every second, every moment of the time. Such is given as satyacha kriyaya sampadeti. One should make sure of working continuously, of persevering it. Then only you will be accomplishing this bhavananyana, meditative insight knowledge. You should note so that the noting mind is continuous. The preceding noting mind continues with the succeeding noting mind. Noting mind should follow all along without allowing any gap to rise, without missing the object, such is given as satyacha. So you are practicing to cultivate insight knowledge without leaving any gap in between. Such is also known as nirandara, without leaving any gap. Not in the sense of stop and go method. Sometimes you may be practicing, sometimes you may be resting. If you do that, there will be gaps in between. So one should not allow these gaps to happen in between. If you allow gaps in between, then you'll be allowing what is known as moha, delusion, to rise. Because you're not noting and knowing the nature of the object. Because if you miss the object, you are said to be deluded. Your mind is not clear cut at that moment. That is impurities entering your stream of consciousness in the form of delusion. Because you are not feeling ashamed or afraid of losing it. Ahirika anotapa. That's why the mind is removed from the object of attention. Because you are not knowing the nature of that object which you miss. This is tantamount to becoming deluded. Because you are deluded, you are allowing this unwholesomeness to enter your stream of consciousness because of this lack of moral shame and moral fear. And if you are not able to note continuously, if you are allowing gaps to arise, then your concentration also will not be continuous. There will be gaps in your concentration. Such is also known as nirandara, discontinuity. So that you will not be practicing the satipatthana properly. So you need at that moment a driving force, that is energy, in order to reach the object of meditation. And such is given by the expression satyacha kriyaya, making sure to work continuously without leaving any gap. If one is not noting, if one is noting half-heartedly, not with strong desire, or even if one notes the objects, one is not noting continuously, then you will be missing some objects to be noted. As the saying goes, unmindfulness allows defilement, and mindfulness abandons them. Because you are not mindful, you are allowing these defilements or negativities to arise in the stream of consciousness. At least you will be allowing this delusion to arise, because you are not noting and knowing the nature of that object in it. So what happens if you are not being mindful? Then you'll be indulging in greed and hatred. There'll be likes and dislikes about desirable and undesirable objects as you think about these things. And if there's something to take pride, you'll be thinking of something that you should take pride, there'll be pride, conceit, mana, and also there can be avarice, envy and avarice, and all sorts of negativities can arise in your stream of consciousness if you're not able to note continuously. So as much as you miss them, you're allowing these negativities to enter your stream of consciousness, especially those who are prone to imaginations and fantasies. You'll be allowing defilements to arise in your stream of consciousness. If they are not noting continuously, then you will not be able to develop concentration. In this case, momentary concentration, known as Kanika Samadhi. Kanika Samadhi will not arise, with the result that you will not be able to cultivate insight knowledge. So that only time will take day by day without any progress. Hence the Buddha has given this factor of two factors of sharpening the faculties, namely sakecha kriyaya, noting carefully, respectfully, and satecha kriyaya, noting continuously and perseveringly. When you say practice respectfully, carefully, and continuously and perseveringly, it is like taking food or taking a spiritual nutriment, like taking food for your body. In a body, your body needs nutriments. In the food are nutriments, vitamins and things like that. In the text are given these six kinds of taste, sour, sweet, bitter, and so on, which contain respective nutriments known as oja. And these nutriments are very effective. In the daily food, there are these nutriments. So you have to choose your food which contain nutriments. Then what will happen? Then it will be beneficial for your body in terms of growth, freshness, health, and so on. All these things will happen continuously if you take nutriments continuously. If there are no nutriments in the body, or if you don't take nutriments, then you will not be possessing these new materialities. Even in the water and the liquids, there are these nutriments. So you have to drink carefully. In the daily food, there are these nutriments, and the nutriments are responsible for new materialities, healthy materialities, and so on. So you have to take these daily nutriments in order that you have new materialities every time, continuously. So too with the practice of Satipatthana, you are taking spiritual nutriments like the physical nutriments in the body, such as Priyasiri Samadhi, energy, mindfulness, and concentration. All these things are spiritual nutriments for the practice of Satipatthana, leading to the cultivation of the knowledge. When it comes to knowledge, it is the most important, the climax of nutriments, you might say, or oja. Just like you have these vitamins in, say, for instance, very well known Centrum tablets, or vitamin B complex, and all that sort of thing, which gives nutriments or food supplements for your body. So you should, as much as you should have zeal or desire to take these nutriments, and you chew it properly in order to experience the taste of the fruit, so too you should note respectfully, carefully, continuously, perseveringly, as regards every arising object. Every time you note, it's like chewing the food, then only you'll be able to observe the true nature of mind and body, just like you are experiencing the taste of the food as you chew properly and continuously. They are known as dhammoja, spiritual nutriments. New mentalities will arise in the stream of consciousness in the form of pure mentalities, fresh mind, a healthy mind in your stream of consciousness, and also the mind-produced materialities, that is, materialities which arise as the result of your new materialities, known as material, mentally produced materialities, or mind-produced materialities, in a very unusual manner, in the form of good blood circulation, clear, clean, pure blood circulation, and pure materialities in a very wonderful manner. Therefore, one should be able to note every arising object continuously, respectfully, like taking daily nutriments. If you are not taking enough nutriments in the daily food, like these food supplements that you know, if you are not taking vitamin A, for instance, you will be suffering from vitamin A deficiency. And the same thing goes with other vitamins, such as vitamin B or C and so on. So they have their respective efficiencies and overcoming respective deficiency diseases. If you take them, you're bound to get pure form of energy, the healthy materialities, and so on. So too with the practice of Satipatthana, you need to introduce the spiritual nutriments in your stream of consciousness. That means noting continuously. In the case of taking food, you take two or three times a day, regularly. In the case of this taking spiritual nutriments in the practice of Satipatthana, you are doing it all the time, except the time when you are fast asleep. In all the four postures, and also whenever you move your limbs, even closing and opening your eyes, you've got to take in the spiritual nutriments respectfully, carefully, and continuously. Which kind of people or persons are fulfilled with these spiritual nutriments? Now it's given in this expression, yukta payukta. That means striving in the practice of mindfulness, first with the application, with initial application of energy, exerting steps of energy to overcome difficult situations, and then the final energy and stages to reach the goal, such as given by the expression yuta ayuta. Then the bhavana, the meditation or mind development, will succeed, which means cultivating and developing the mind and insight so that your stream of consciousness becomes pure and fresh, and you come to possess the new mentalities which you had not possessed before or initially. By developing, growing and increasing the size, in terms of the size, so that this dhammoja, spiritual nutriment, will happen, and such is the benefit or result of practice. Developing the mind and insight so that it will grow and increase is what is meant by bhavana, meditative development or mind development practice, with application of the three stages of energy. Then you become yogi, as is given by this expression. Developing the mind and insight with the application of the three stages of energy is known as yogi. Bhavanaya yoga payuta jaya yogi. Yogi means one who develops mind and insight with the application of three stages of energy. Then one becomes yogi. Whether it is monk or lady, man or woman, such a person or persons will be yogis. Otherwise, they will be nominal or marginal yogis. So, it is important to become a real successful and devoted yogi. And as a yogi, this should be the benefit of practice, so that as is given by the mind and insight, so as to make it grow, or to make them grow and increase.
Yogi Saraha.
Yogi is a compound of yoga and yi. Yoga means striving with energy, with exertion of energy, in three forms: initial energy. First, you apply this in the beginning of the practice. Then, when you are faced with difficulties, you exert more energy, liberating energy, to overcome it. And then, the final energy stages. In short, it is virya, heroic energy. With courage, to abstain from unwholesomeness and to develop wholesomeness. One should have that courage. So this E means, the second word, E means possessing. So yoga, E, yogi, means the one who possesses this thriving energy in stages. That is what is meant by yogi, the one who possesses yoga. So, otherwise, if you are not applying energy and to note every arising object, then you are not possessing this heroic energy, driving force, in order to note the arising object. So, the energy is first initial launching energy, the normal energy. Then the liberating energy to overcome difficulties. All these things are application of energy, striving, practicing. If one does not strive or practice, then there will be no energy. One will not be exerting energy. One will not possess courageous, heroic courage every second of the practice. If you are able to exert energy every second, every moment, if you calculate in time, for instance, in 1 minute, if you exert energy at the rate of 1 second per exertion, there will be 60 times of energy arising in you. So in 5 minutes, if you are able to exert energy continuously, there will be 300 times of energy. And just imagine in 1 hour, you will be exerting so many, 3,600 times. That's wonderful, not trivial, very significant. And if you are able to exert energy so it can be continuous with the preceding energy, continuous with the succeeding energy, you will be able to cultivate wonderful energy. Then you will not be allowing these impurities to arise in the stream of consciousness, leaving wholesomeness, leaving the door open to wholesome deeds. So that the wholesome deeds, wholesomeness will flow in like a current, such as wholesome deeds led by sati, mindfulness and concentration and so on, so that when you open the way to wholesomeness, you will be closing the door to unwholesomeness, or you are abandoning or overcoming unwholesomeness. So this is very effective in blocking the path to unwholesomeness, very effective. Therefore, this ojja, nutriments, spiritual nutriments, are very powerful and effective in blocking the path to unwholesomeness and opening the path to wholesomeness. So if you are just applying in a very, very casual, applying your energy in a casual way, you will not be able to block the path or overcome unwholesomeness. You've got to use or apply full energy in stages. Then only you'll be able to overcome the unwholesomeness. So apply energy in order to sustain your mindfulness as regards every arising object, such as yuta payuta. That means applying energy continuously. Then you become a yogi and you'll be a real dedicated yogi with the practice of mindfulness respectfully and carefully. And the result is the cultivation and growth of mind and insight. Once you are able to practice respectfully, carefully, and continuously, perseveringly, you will be energizing your stream of consciousness, so that you will not be pulled away by the good and bad objects when you come across them. In other words, you will not be gravitated by these negativities, defilements. You will be free from the orbit of defilements. You are gaining the upper hand of defilements. And if you are able to cultivate knowledge from the basics, then your mind will become well developed. As much as you cultivate knowledge, you will reach the maturity of the practice, when you'll be able to withstand all worldly conditions, good or bad. You will not be affected by good and bad worldly conditions. You come to possess an equipoise, you become equipoised or balanced as regards good and bad conditions. This will be continued tomorrow.